Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Ephraim Tannenbaum. Meseches Kedushin has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Yossi Taub. Bezchus Refuah Shleima, Moshe Nachman, Ben Malka Miriam.
This shiur is on Meseches Kedushin, Daf Samach Dalet. The mission at the top of Daf Samach Dalet Amud Aleph tells that a father is Neman when he says about his daughter, Kidashtia, V'geirashtia, as long as the daughter is a Ketana. If he speaks about the daughter while she's still a ketana, and he says that he was makabel kedushin for her, and he was also makabel get for her, he's neman. There's a shaklavtari in the Gemara discussing what's the makar that the father is neman, and the maskanas of Gemara is that the father's nemanus is learned from a gzeir sakasov. Minayin la'av sheneman lesser es bita min ateva, and the Gemara brings the pasuk shenemar es bita nasad til ish hazeh. The Ritva and the Ran ask a kasha on the Mishnah. In the Mishnah, we learned about nemanus from the father about two different things. He's neman to say that he was makabel kedushin, and he's also neman to say that he was makabel get. The Gemara says that the makar for this is gzeiras hakasov, which says that a father is neman to say that he was makabel kedushin. But there is no remez in that gzeiras hakasov that the father is neman to say that he was makabel get. So what's the makar for the second half of the din of the Mishnah that the father is also neman to say gireshtiha? Tihah. Now, in the Pirush on the side of the page, which is referred to on the Taf as Taisus Riazakin, which, as we've mentioned before, most people agree is really the Pirush of Rabbeinu Avraham and Ahar, Rabbeinu Avraham and Ahar explains, he is merames to this kasha, and he says that if you read the drasha carefully, you'll see that there's actually two parts to the drasha. Minayin la'av sheneman lesser as bitim in atayrish, shenemar as bitim asati li'ish hazeh. And then the Gemara speaks out, la'ish asra, Hazeh hitira, that with the word le'ish, he's asking her, like Rashi says, al hakol, because with the word le'ish, we don't know whom she's married to, we just know that she's an ashes ish, and she's asked to everyone. And then when he says the word hazeh hitira, Zakt Rashi lazeh, he's being matir her to this individual who's her husband. So lazeh, le'ish asra, hazeh hitira, Zakt Rabbeinu Avraham and Ahar, there's two parts to the Gzeiras HaKasov. The Gzeiras HaKasov is teaching us that a father is neman legabe the iser of Eishes Ish, and also legabe the heter of an iser Eishes Ish. Those are the two dinim of Asra and Hitira. And so Dr. Ben Avraham Nahar, those are the makairos to the two dinim in our Mishnah. Kidashtia, v'gerashtia. Kidashtia is Asra, is creating the iser Eishes Ish. Gerashtia is taking off the iser Eishes Ish. That's the nemanus that's learned from Hazeh. The Kidashtia is learned from Leish, and the Gerashtia is learned from Hazeh. But the Ritva and the Ran, they ask this kasha, and they don't even refer to the teretz of Rabbeinu Avraham and Ahar. They nimdan as a davar pashat, that although the Gzeiras HaKasov refers to an Isser and a Heter, and our Mishnah also refers to an Isser and a Heter, but there's no match between the Isser and the Heter in the Mishnah with the Isser and the Heter in the Gzeiras HaKasov. The Gzeiras HaKasov, where it says, Le'ish Asra Hazeh Hitir, that means all within the Maisa Kedushin. That which a Maisa Kedushin creates an Isser and a Heter. It creates an Isser al-Kala Olam, and it creates a Heter Lezeh. So that whole Isser and Heter is included in the father's Namonis that's learned from the Gzeiras HaKasov of Espit and Satel Ish Hazeh. But the Heter of a Get, which takes off the Isser Ishas Ish, L'Kala Olam, which is Matir, the Isser for that, for those people that the Kedushin really asserted it to, the people that were never her husband, and they shared in the Isser Ishas Ish, but now she gets a get, and that takes off the Isser Eishes Ish. That nemanus we never learned from the Gzeiras HaKasov. There's no remez in the Gzeiras HaKasov that a father should have nemanus to be matir an Isser Eishes Ish from someone on whom the Isser was already chal, and therefore they're more bothered. They feel that the Gzeiras HaKasov is not a sufficient makar for the two halves, for the second half of the din of the Mishnah, and therefore they go in to give a different teretz. The Ritva and the Ran say that in a chanami, there's no makar from the Gzeiras HaKasov that the father should be neman on the Gereshtiha, but the reason why the father is neman is because of the din of HaPesha, Asar Hu HaPesha Hitir. Very briefly, the Mishnah in Ksubas Daf Chav Beis says that if a Isha walks into town and says, Ishas Isha Yisi Ugrusha Ani, I used to be married and now I'm not, even though ordinarily for Gereshin you need to aid him, but over here she's neman about herself to say that she's a Grusha. Why? Zuck the Mishnah, because HaPesha Asar, the mouth that made her Asar, Hu HaPesha Hitir, is the same mouth that makes her Mutter. Since we don't know about her Isser from anyone else other than from her mouth, so the Heter also we could take from her mouth. That's the din of Pesha Asur, where Pesha Hitur in the Ritva and the Ran say that just like the Mishnah in Ksuba says that Lagabi an Isha that's made on her own Kedushin, the same thing is true about an Av that's made about his daughter's Kedushin. And so if the father says, Kidashtia, Megerashtia, his Nemanus on Kidashtia is from Gzeres HaKasov, and his Nemanus on Gerashtia is because of a Pesha Asur, who a Pesha Hitur. And the Ritva speaks out that there's a nafkamina, that there's a Chiddush LaHalacha, which comes out from his Pshat on the Mishnah, which was not evident from the simple reading of the Mishnah. And I'll add, and is an afkamina between the Ritva's Pshat and Rabbi Avraham and Ahur's Pshat. The Ritva and the Ran say that according to them, the father is only going to be nema to say Gerashtia if he speaks up Teich Kedei Dibur. If he says it all as one Dibur, Kidashtia v'Gerashtia, then he'll be Neman. But if he says Kidashtia on Sunday, and then he comes back on Monday and he says v'Gerashtia, he's not going to be Neman. Because of the Ritva and the Ran, Neman as a Davar Pashut, that the Nemanus of Pesha Asur or Pesha Hitir only works if it happens all Bavas Achas, if it happens all Teich Kedei Dibur. If there's one Dibur in which the person creates the Isser and then also tells us that it came off, he has Nemanus. But if a person first tells us that there is an Isser, so then the Isser is already a known fact, and then later on the person wants to take it off, the Ritva and the Ran submit that there would not be a Heter of Pesha Asur or Pesha Hitir Bechi Hagavna. Now, according to Rabbi Avraham and Ahar, Avada, that won't be true. According to Rabbi Avraham and Ahar, that the Heter is because of the Gzeres HaKasov, that just like we find in the Torah, that the Torah gave the father the Nemanus on Kedushin. So too, there's the Gzeres HaKasov, that the Torah gave the father the Nemanus on Gerishin, then it won't have to be Teich Kedei Dibur. Whenever he wants to come and say that he was Makabel a get for his daughter, he'll be Neman. But according to the Ritva and the Ran, they say that it has to be Teich Kedei Dibur. Now, the Beis Yosef brings down, the Beis Yosef says he also sees a possibility in Rishonim that the Nemanus of the father would be even La'achar Kedei Dibur. He doesn't refer to the Rabbein Avram and Ahar on the Mishnah, but he brings down a Tshuvas HaRashba. He says that in the Tshuvas HaRashba we find the following halacha. He tells a story about a father who had said Kidashti Espiti Leplaini. He said that he was Mekabel Kedushin from Reuven, his daughter is married to Reuven. And then sometime later we see that the father goes and marries her off to Shimon. So we ask him, what are you doing? She's already married to Reuben. And then the father says, no, although I was Makabal Kedushin from Reuben, but it turns out that those Kedushin were in front of Eidim Psulim. All the people that were present were Pasla Minat Torah, and therefore the Kedushin were never Chal. Zak the Rashba, the father is Neman to say that. He made the Kedushin, and now he's Neman to take off the Kedushin to be Iker them and say that they were never Chal. Like we learn in the Mishnah, Kidashtia V'Gerashtia, the father is Neman. Zak the Beis Yosef, but it seems from the story the way that the Rashba tells it, that the two Maisim didn't happen at the same time. We first heard from the father once upon a time that he was Mekabel Kedushin from Reuven. And then later, when he comes to be Mekabel Kedushin from Shimon, then he tells us that there was a problem with the Kedushin from Reuven. So it's La'achar Kedei Dibur. Zuck the Beis Yosef, it seems that the Rashba argues with the Ritva and the Ran, and holds that the Nemanus of the father is even La'achar Kedei Dibur. Now the Bach speaks out that the Raya from the Beis Yosef is really not Muchach, and he thinks that the Rashba may not necessarily be arguing with the Ran. We will return to the Bach in a few minutes in Yis Hashem to hear the lumness of why the Rashba and the Ran might be compatible. But for now, we'll just mention that the Bach is ma'ir a possibility that some Rishonim may hold that the Nemanus of the father is even la'achar zman. But more mefurish, I want to tell you that in the Tur in Simin Kuf Nun Beis, which is where the Tur and the Shulchan Aruch talk about the din of the Mishnah in Ksubas, of the woman that says Eishes Isha Yisi Ugrushani, the Torah over there says Befeirish that he disagrees with those that insist that Pesha Asar has to be Teich Kedei Dibur. He brings down Rishonim, not the Rishonim in Arsugi, but Rishonim from Ksubas, that say that the din of Pesha Asar who a Pesha Hitir has to be Teich Kedei Dibur, and the Torah says that he disagrees. The Torah says that if there's a din of Pesha Asar who a Pesha Hitir, and it does not say in the Gemara that it's limited, that it can only be Teich Kedei Dibur, so the din is true even La'achar Kedei Dibur. So we have a Mefurish Machlokes Rishonim. We have, first of all, Rabbeinu Avraham and Ahar, who says that the din of our Mishnah is even La'achar Kedei Dibur, but he's not arguing in the lumdus of Pesha Asar. He's not going with the din of Pesha Asar. So according to him, it could be La'achar Kedei Dibur. But then we have, within those Rishonim that learn that Pshat in our Mishnah is because of Pesha Asar, but there's still a possibility that it may be, there's still a shayla machlekes about whether it's dafka Teich Kedei Dibur or even afterwards. The Ritva and the Ran say that Pesha Asur or Pesha Hitir only works Teich Kedei Dibur. The Rashba indicates that there may be a possibility of a Techa Dedibur to work even La'achar Kedidibur, which Bli Neder will come back to in a few minutes. And the Turin Sim Kufnim Bey says Beferish that he holds that Pesha Asar, who a Pesha Hitir, works even La'achar Kedidibur. Now the Shaila is, what's the Lamdus of the Machlaikis? There seems to be Machlaikis Ushenim where the Pesha Asar is limited to Dafa Techa Dedibur or works even La'achar Zman. There's a beautiful shtickle on the Machne Ephraim. The Machne Ephraim includes a tshuva in the middle of his pirush on the Rambam in Hilchas Yisurei Bia. Before his pirush on Perek Yud Tes of Hilchas Yisurei Bia, he has a series of tshuvas. And over there he has a paragraph for the paragraph begins with the word Va'ani, and over there he clears a chakira about the din of Pesha Asar Hu HaPesha Hitir. And he's one of a number of achrayinim that discuss a similar chakira. What's pshat? When the Gemara tells us in Ksubas HaPesha Asar HaPesha Hitir, and the Gemara over there, by the way, the Gemara says, after first it asks, Minayin LaPesha Asar HaPesha Hitir, the Gemara then says, no, I don't need a Makar, Sivarahu, who Asra Vahu Sharila. Since he made the Isser, therefore he can make the Hitir. So the Gemara insists that Pesha Asar is a Svara. Zot L'machnei Ephraim, but I'm wondering, but what is the Svara? Because I have two possibilities. Is the Svara Pesha Asar HaPesha Hitir that he has a migu, like a mali l'shaka. All the time, when a person has a migu that he could have said something better, so we say that he has no incentive to be lying, and therefore there's a svar that he's telling the truth, and we should believe him. So Pesha Asar or Pesha Hitir would work the same way. That if a woman comes in and says, Eish HaSisha Yisi Grushani. So she's really coming to say, I'm divorced, I'm not married to anyone, I'm allowed to marry whomever I want. Now, if she wasn't concerned with being honest, she could have just come into town and said, I was never married, I'm not married, and I can marry whomever I want. And since we didn't have any knowledge that she was married, we would have believed her if she said that she wasn't married. So she didn't need to tell us that she was married. She went and told us that she was married, and at the same time, she also tells us that she's divorced. Malala l'shaker, why would she have to lie about that? And therefore, she's Naman. That's the first lumness in why Pesha Asar or Pesha Hitir should be Naman. On the other hand, Zakta Machan Ephraim, or maybe the pshat is different. Maybe the pshat is, not because we have a raya that you're telling the truth, but since Hu Asra, you're the one that created this Isser, so this Isser, you have a certain degree of bailus over this Isser, you have a degree of control over this Isser. You made it, it's yours. And therefore, you could do what you want with it. You could be Matar the Isser. Because you're the one that created the Isser, you have bailus to undo and to take off the Isser. That's the second Svara that the Machne Ephraim suggests. Either it's because of Malal Neshaker, or it's because the Isser is his and therefore he could undo it. Zok the Machne Ephraim, what's the Nafkamina? The Nafkamina will be Le'inim, whether it has to be Teichel Edibur or not. Because if the reason why Pesha Asar is Neman is because of a Migu or Malal Neshaker, then Avad, it has to be Teichel Edibur, it has to be all at the same time. Meaning, if a person walks into basin one day, let's say a person walks in on Sunday and says, Eish HaSisha Yisi, Ugrusha Ani, so then there's a Gavaldig Svara to say that, well, if it wasn't true, then she could have just kept quiet. She didn't have to say anything. So we have a riot that it's really true. But what if she walks in on Sunday and she said, Eish HaSisha Yisi? And then she comes in on Monday and she says, Ugrusha Ani. We have no raya on Monday that she's telling the truth, because what are you going to say? If she wanted to lie, she never had to speak up on Sunday? Yeah, well, maybe Sunday she wasn't interested in remarrying. Sunday she came in and she said, Eish HaSisha Yisi. Then she was telling the truth because she didn't want to marry anyone. At a later date, when she decided she wanted to marry someone, so what could she do then? She can't unsay what she said before. The best that she could do is say, Begrusha Ani. So then, Avad, she does have a Siba to be lying. The only way at that point for her to be matter herself to get married is to say that she became divorced. She can't be silent anymore because she already said Eish HaSisha Yisi. So the svar of Malal Neshaker only works if she says both at the same time, and then it will follow that Pesha Asar or Pesha Hitir has to be Teichel Edibur. But on the other hand, Zok the Machne Ephraim, if the lumdus of Pesha Asar is that since you made the Isser, this is considered yours, you have bailus over it, you could control it, and so you could say that the Isser is gone, then it doesn't matter when you say it. Even if you came in on Sunday and said, Eish HaSisha Yisi, and now it's Monday and you want to say Grushani, but it's still, that's your Isser Eish HaSish, and therefore you have bailus to take it off. So then you'll be Neman even La'achar Kedei Dibur. And although, of course, he's talking about the Mishnah in Ksubis, which is talking about the example of Isha that says, Eish HaSisha Yisi V'Grushani, but all of the same raid would be true, like our Mishnah also, where the father says kidashtia v'gerashtia, and the Ridvan and the Ran say that the namonus on the gerishin is because of pesha aser, who a pesha hitir. So you have the same chakir with the same nafkamina. If the kidashtia v'gerashtia is nema because he's a bailim on this kedushin, and therefore he's nema to say v'gerashtia, then he'll be naman even la'achar kadei dibur. But on the other hand, if it's because of Malin the Shakar, because of Amigu, that if he wanted to be Mati her, he could have just stayed quiet, said Malin the Shakar, therefore we should believe him, then we'll only believe him if it's B'teich Dibur, because otherwise we won't say Amigu, like the Lashon of the Machne Ephraim is Amigu Lemafrei Aleim Rinam. We can't say Amigu to undo something that happened in the past. So these are the two Pshatim in Pesha Asar with the Nafkamina between them, explaining the Machlekes Rishonim in our Sugya. I want to come back now to that Shuvas HaRashba that I told you that there's a machlokes between the Bach and the Beis Yosef about whether you see from the Rashba that he's arguing with the Ran. Nachamol, the Ran said that the namonis for the father to say Gerashtia is because of Pesha Asar, and therefore it has to be taken to Dibur. The Beis Yosef brought the Rashba who said that a father is Neman to say that the original Kedushin was done with Eidim Psulim, and the Rashba seemed to be describing a case where he's speaking la'achar kadei dibur, because he's only speaking up after he did his second ma'aseh kedushin. The second ma'aseh kedushin is at a different time, so it's la'achar kadei dibur. So he said, I have a raya from there that according to the Rashba, the father's namanus of kedushtia v'gerashtia is even la'achar kadei dibur. The Bach says, no, the Rashba could agree with the Ran. The Ran says that on the case of our Mishnah, where the father is coming to be matir the Isser al yedei gerishin, then the nemanus is limited. He has to speak up teich kedei dibur. He can't come later on and say v'gerashtia. The Rashba zok the Bach. The Rashba is talking about a different case. The Rashba may agree that if the father wants to be matir the Isser through gerishin, that can only be teich kedei dibur, like the Ran says. But the Rashba is talking about where the father wants to be matir the Isser through an akiras hakedushin, to say that the original Kedushin were never chal. That, Zuck the Bach, that can happen even la'achar kadei dibur. And therefore, the Rashba, who's mati even la'achar kadei dibur, in his case, could agree with the Ran, who restricts the Nemanus to teich kadei dibur in the case of the Mishnah. And the Bach is Moisif, that I'll bring you a raya that even the Beis Yosef agrees with me. Even though the Beis Yosef over there at the end of Siman Lamed Zayin says that the Rashba and the Ran argue with each other, but the Bach points out that if you take a look in the Shulchan Aruch, the Rashba, the Mechaber in Siman Lamed Zayin paskins like the Ran, that the Namonis of our Mishnah is limited and it has to be Teich Kedei Dibur. But at the same time, the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Chaf Hei brings down the Tshuva of the Rashba that a father is Neman, even la'achar zman, to say that the original kedushin that I told you about were done with eidim psulim. Now, if the Ran and the Rashba are arguing with each other, then they shouldn't both be brought down la'halach and shulchan aruch. Ella al kerchach zok the Bach, the Beis Yosef was chayzer. He wrote over here in the Sefer Beis Yosef that the Ran and the Rashba argue with each other, but he later realized that they really don't have to argue. And the lumdus is, like I said, zok the Bach, because it could be that to be matir the iser al yedei saying that there was a gerushin, that has to be teich kedei dibur. But to be matir the Isser al yedei saying that the original Kedushin were never chal because they were done in front of Eidim Psulim, that does not have to be teich kedei dibur. So the Bach makes this chiluk, but I want to try to explain it a little bit better. What's the lumdus of the chiluk? Why should it make a difference which method he's using to take off the Isser from the Kedushin? And I would suggest that l'cheir it's totally in this chakir of the Machane Ephraim, and what is evident from the Bach is that he thinks that there's a makom for both lumdasin that have been given in Pesha Asar or Pesha Hitir. The Machane Ephraim had said a svara, the second svara of the Machane Ephraim, the idea that you have epis abailus, something resembling a bailus, some kind of control over the Isser. So the Machane Ephraim had said that le'inyin, the whole Isser that was chal through the mites that you were made on. You were made on a Kedushin. Again, whether it's the Isha from the Mishnah in Ksubis or the Av from our Mishnah, he was made on a Kedushin. Kedushin creates an Isserishas Ish. And the Machane Ephraim had said a Svara that he has a bailus on that Isserishas Ish. He has control over that Isserishas Ish. And therefore, we have to believe him when he says that the Isserishas Ish went away. Now, it could be that the Svara of the Machane Ephraim maybe could be accepted partially to say that you have bailus over the whole Isser Eishas Ish, because you told us about the Kedushin, that's a very big Kedush. But to say that you have bailus over the Kedushin, over the story of the Kedushin, because you're the one that told us the story of the Kedushin, that's much easier to be makavel. To say a svara along the lines of the Machne Ephraim, that Pesha Aser means, well, since you're the one that told it to us, so we're going to listen to you about all of the details, that's a geshmak svara. You told us about the Kedushin, so you have what we'll call bailus over this Kedushin, and therefore you can now give us the details about the Kedushin. You can tell us, yeah, the Kedushin were done in front of Eidim Psulim and Memela, they were never chal. For that, we're going to go with the Nemonis that the Machne Ephraim calls bailus, because he's just filling in the details on the story that we only know from him. On the other hand, when he wants to be matter the Isra al Yidei Get, so there it's not a matter of filling in the details about the story. There it's telling us a second story, something else that happened to take off the Isra. Now it's true that the Machne Ephraim had said that maybe there's a svar, even Bechi HaGavna, to say that Pesha Asr works because of this lumness of Bailas. But over here it's much more debatable. His bailus goes ad kedei kach that he could be made that something happened to take off the Isser Eishes Ish? Does he have bailus on the Isser Eishes Ish because he told us about the Kedushin? Maybe not. Maybe he told us about the Kedushin, so he has bailus on the Maisa Kedushin, on the story of the Maisa Kedushin. But the Isser Eishes Ish, which comes as a consequence of the Maisa Kedushin, maybe that is already out of his hands. So he doesn't have the nemanus of bailus le'inyin telling us about a gerushin. What nemanus does he have to tell us that there was a gerushin? That would only be the other din of Pesha Asar, the nemanus of Mali Lashaker. That if he wants to tell us that his daughter is mutter, so he could have just stayed quiet, why did he say kidashtiya v'girashtiya? It must be that it's really true. The svara of Mali Lashaker, why would he lie? That's a good svara, even legabe kedushin and gerushin. But the svara that it's considered your zach, so now you could tell us whatever you want, maybe, so I think that the Bach thought that svar we wouldn't say le'inyin kedushin and gerushin. We would only say le'inyin kedushin and akiras kedushin, because there when it's about the same story minayu bay, on that we could say that he has bailus on it, and therefore he's now an even la'achar kedei dibur. That's what the Bach is being mechalik, that the Rashba holds that to tell us that you're, for the father to say that the kedushin were done in front of Eidim Psulim and to be oikir the kedushin, that he could be neman for even la'achar kedei dibur. But he'll still be maskim to the Ran in our Mishnah that the din of our Mishnah of kidashtiyah v'gereshtiyah, that is relying on the other din of Pesha Asa, the one that's because of Malo Neshaker, and therefore he'll agree that that neman is only b'teich kedei dibur. Now let's go on to the Sefer of the Mishnah. The Sefer of the Mishnah said that if the father says nishpes uftisiha, if he testifies that his daughter became a shvuya and then she got redeemed, he's not Naman. What would be the consequence of saying that Aisha became a shvuya, that she'd become psula lekuhuna and lechuma? And the Mishnah is saying that the father is not Naman for that. As the Gemara explains the Maskana, that the father only has Namanus because of Gezeres HaKasav. That Gezeres HaKasav is legabe nisuin, kedushin, marriage, but legabe pasling on lekuhuna, the Torah never gave the father a special din Namanus, and therefore for that he's not Naman. Frek the Rana Kasha. But if he is Neman to say Kidashtiya v'gereshtiya, Memela, he's able to pass with Alakahuna. Because if he says that I married her off and now she's divorced, so she'll have the Psul Grusha, a Grusha is not allowed to marry a Kain. So when he says Nishpes Uftisiya, so what's he trying to do? He's trying to give her a Din Shvuya, which would have two consequences, that she'd be Pasul Lakahuna and Latruma. The Mishnah says Ene Neman, it seems that he's not Neman for either of them. He's not Neman at all. We don't take his word seriously. And she isn't apostle, not like Kahuna and not like Chuma. Frek the Ran, but Chach L'inyin Kahuna, she should be Neman because of Amigu. He says Nishbe Suftisiya. If he wanted, he could have said Kideshtiya V'gereshtiya. If he would have said Kideshtiya V'gereshtiya, Avad should be apostle like Kahuna because she'd be a Grisha. So now when he says Nishbe Suftisiya to apostle her like Kahuna and like Chuma, Agam, that we can't passel her with Shuma, because for that he doesn't have Nemanus, but Le'inyin Le'kahuna, let's passel her for that, because for that he has a Migu, that he could have said Kitashtiv Girashtiya, as I frak the Ran, and the Ran answers two Turitzim, two very Yesedis to get to Ritzim, and there's a lot of rage from the Achrenim, bringing these Kavaldi Yesedis from these words of the Ran. Zak the Ran, first of all, his first teretz is Migu Lechatzi Taina Loy Amrinan.
You can't say a migu to give a person their monus on half of what he's trying to accomplish. When the father comes and says nishpeis uftisia, so that's supposed to do two things. It's supposed to make the daughter pasal l'kahuna and l'tshuma. In order for a migu to work, you have to find me another taina with which he could have pasled her both l'kahuna and l'tshuma. But if you find me a taina with which he could have pasled her l'kahuna, but that taina wouldn't have worked to pasle her l'tshuma, you can't make a migu with that taina. And why not? And the Ran doesn't elaborate, he doesn't speak out the svara of why migu l'chatzi taina l'yaminim, but l'chayr the svara is pashut. Because how is the migu supposed to work? The migu is supposed to work because, like we were talking about before, malal the shaker. Why would I lie? If I wanted to make a pasle l'kahuna, I could have just said kidashtiv gevashtiya. Why do I have to go out on a limb and say nishbeis uftisia? It must be that I'm telling the truth. But that svara, that it must be that I'm telling the truth because I could have accomplished this with a different taina, that's only a good svara, because man, that other taina accomplishes everything that I'm trying to do. But if I'm trying to make a pasle l'kahuna and l'tshuma, and if I would have made that other taina, I wouldn't have pasled her l'kahuna and l'tshuma. I would have only pasled her l'kahuna. Then you can't say, oh, if I was lying, I could have just said that. I didn't say that because I was more ambitious than that. I wanted to make her pasul l'tshuma also. The only way to make a pasul l'tshuma is to say nishbeis uftisia. So since the only way for him to accomplish everything that he's setting out to accomplish is with this taina, so there is no migu. There's no migu, there's no raya that he's telling the truth, even le'inyin the l'kahuna part. Even le'inyin, that part which he could have accomplished differently, but we don't have the hechacha that, oh, if he just wanted to make up a story, he would have said that story. No, because we have a reason why he would have told this story. Therefore, migu l'chatzi taina lo yaminan. That's the first teretz of the Ran. And the Ran is meisif, a k'nation, this first teretz, before we go on to the second teretz, the Ran is meisif that over here it's not really such a partial to application of migu l'chatzi taina lo yaminan. Because even though I said that when he said nishbeis uftisi, he's trying to accomplish two things. He's trying to pasal kahuna and l'tshuma. And the other taina that we could use for the migu would only work for one thing, would only work to pasal kahuna. So what's the other half of the taina that he doesn't have a migu for? The part about pasaling her l'tshuma. The trouble is that for most nashim in the world, there's no nafkamina from pasaling her l'tshuma. Because she can't eat tshuma anyway. If she's a Bas Yisrael, she can't eat tshuma. How would a Bas Yisrael eat tshuma? The only way that a Bas Yisrael will ever eat tshuma is if she marries a kohen. But if you pasal a kahuna, then she's never going to marry a kohen. So now she's effectively pasal the tshuma also. So the only time that there's an afkamina from actually pasaling her l'tshuma is if we're talking about a Bas Kohen. If she's a Bas Kohen, then she'd be able to eat tshuma from her father's house. But if you say nishbeis uftisia, then that pasals her also l'tshuma. So that second half of the taina, the chatzi taina that we're saying the migu doesn't help for, is only going to give if she's a Bas Kohen. So the teretz of the Ran is only a good teretz for a Bas Kohen. In the case of a Bas Kohen, he's trying to accomplish two things and he only has a migu for one thing, so migu l'chatzi taina le'amrinan. But in the case of a Bas Yisrael, where she anyway can't eat tshuma, so all that's negaya is could she marry a Kohen, then l'chayra hadjukush shiladuchtei. Why can't we believe him when he says nishbeis uftisia? All he's trying to do is pasal har l'kahuna. And to pasal l'kahuna, that he could have done by saying kidashtia v'gerashtia. So why isn't he nemon with a migu? That's this is what the Ran has to be moisef. He said that he's not nemon because of migu l'chatzi taina le'amrinan. I, by a bas Yisrael l'chayr, it's not a chatzi taina, it's a migu for the entire taina. So the Ran is moisef as follows. The Ran says that even by a Bas Yisrael, even though there isn't an afkamina ledina between pasaling her with a shame grusha and pasaling her with a shame shvuya, but there's an afkamina in the severity, in the perceived taikef of the iser. Shvuya is an iser which has bekoichai to pasal a woman from tshuma. That means it's a very strong psal. Grusha is a shame psal that only pasals an isha from kahuna and not from tshuma. Now, Avada, Legabi, this Isha, if this is a Bas Kohen, it doesn't really matter. She anyway isn't a Gea whether we're going to pass the law from Shuma or not. But nevertheless, it could make a difference to the father when he passes her L'Kahuna. Is he passing her with a Starke Isser or with a Shvache Isser? To pass her with a Shem Shvuya, that's a Starke Isser. Stark in the sense that it would pass even a Bas Kohen from eating tshuma. Geradim, we're not talking about Bas Kohen. There's no tshuma on the menu over here. But still, it's a shame isser which could theoretically passel somebody from eating chuma. That's a stark shame isser. Mashenkin the shame grusha, which only passels a nisha from kahuna and never passels a nisha from chuma, even a baskayin. So that's a shvachar isser. So zok the ran, that still goes into the rule of migul chatzi taina layam rinan. That we can't make a migul, oh, if he wanted to do this, he could have just done it with a different taina. He wanted to passel her with a stark shame psul. We can't say, well, if he wanted to lie, he could have just said that other thing. That other thing is not a starker shame psul. It's a shvacher shame psul. It's a shame psul that doesn't have b'koichay to pasal har l'shuma. So therefore, we can't make a migu from that tiny to the tiny of nishbeis uftisiyah. This all goes into the first teretz of the Ran. Again, the first teretz of the Ran is that migu l'chatzi tiny layam rinan, and you can't use an amanus based on the shame grusha to give him nemanus with the shame shvuya. Now on to the second teretz of the Ran, Zak the Ran v'achirim amru, and other people suggest a different teretz. Other people suggest that the whole nemonis that a father has, that we're learning in our suga kidashti v'gerashtia, that a father is nemon because amar achmana as bitin asati l'ish hazeh l'ish asra hazeh hitir, there's a special gzeras kasav that himne rachmana, that whole din is a chidush. After all, he's not two edim. Usually, ein davar shebarav pachas mishnayim. Nobody else in the world could say on their own that a woman is an Eishes Ish, but the father has nemanos. So it's a chiddush that the Torah was maimin the father more than any other yachid in the world. So this nemanos is a chiddush. And on a chiddush, in l'chaboy el chidushay, you can't extend the chiddush. So yes, the Torah said that a father has nemanos to say that his daughter is an Eishes Ish. She has nemanos to say kidashtia, even v'gereshtiha. But to then go and make a migu from that nemanos, and to say that because he has nemanus for that, he should also have nemanus to say nishbeis uftisiya, that you can't do. On a nemanus, which is a sort of shaky nemanus to begin with, it's a chiddush, and ein l'chabay l'chidushay, you can't then boy ois a migu on top of that nemanus and say that because of the nemanus of this taina, it should also be nemanus on a different taina. When he has a stark nemanus, me'ikir adin, he has the mashal in nemanus as a baldin to taina that I paid back alone. For example, a milva al peh, and he has nemanus me'ikir adin, to say parati. So then we could make a migu based on that taina. Since you have nemanus to say parati, and that's a real nemanus me'ikir adin, that you're supposed to have that nemanus, so we could then build a different nemanus based on that. Since you could have said parati, we're also going to believe you when you say something else. But over here, when the father says kidashti esbiti, really by rights, he shouldn't have been neman for that. Ordinarily, in Eidachad, it's not neman to say kidashti. It's exeris hakosav that the father is neman. We bought this exeris hakosav ein l'chaboy el chidusha, and therefore you can't believe him on the second taina because of his nemanus on that first taina. So the Ran has these two turutzim, and Rabbi Chanan in Kovitz Shiurim Chelik Beis Simon Gimel says that these two turutzim of the Ran are arguing about a yesedistik hakira in the whole din of migu. Because L'chayri, he says, Yesh L'havin, what's pshat in this second teretz, the Acherim Amru, that because the nemanus of a father, to say Kidashti is biti, is a chidush, Ein L'chabayi L'chidusha, you can't build a migu based on that. What does that mean, to build a migu based on that taina, as if the taina that a person could have tainted is a foundation, and then when we believe him with the taina that he does taina, that's a building on top of that foundation. That's what the words of the Ran sound like. In fact, Rav Chanan, the way we always understand migu, that migu is a svar of mali l'shakir, so it doesn't really matter if there's a strong foundation. It's not a nemonis that's built on that other nemonis. The nemonis with the taina that the person is making is based on the fact that it seems credible. It seems true. Mali l'shakir, we have a svar that he's telling the truth. What's the svara? That if he wanted to lie, he would have said that other taina. Now, what we shouldn't care whether that other taina is a taina where there's a easy nemanus to understand, or where that other taina is a hard nemanus to understand. It's a mechudesh dek nemanus. The person doesn't have to be such a lamdin. If the person knows that he'd be neman to make another taina, then that gives him a svar of malin l'shaker in this taina. So why should the svar of malin l'shaker be affected by whether that other taina, the taina that he could have tainted, is a mechudish dik in Nemanus or is a pashat in Nemanus? Dr. Mochanan Weistays from this Achirim Amru, from this second teretz in the Ran, that they're learning that migu is not based on the Malin the Shakir at all. The first terz of the Ran Taka held that Migu is based on a mile on the Shaker, but the other pshat in Migu, which he buys from the second terz of the Ran, is that Migu is what the Achrayim call, it's not just Rabbi Chanan, Rabbi Shimon, many other Achrayim present this idea that Migu is a koyach hatayna. That because there's something I could have said to win this Din Torah, so that gives me a stronger position in the Din Torah, and now I should be Nema no matter what I say. The fact that I could have won gives me an advantage in the Din Torah, and that's a Siba for my Tainus to be accepted. And now, whatever I say will be Neman, because I could have said that and been Neman. When Rav Shimon Shkop discusses this Chakira, he's Moisef some Hezber to this. The way he explains this idea of Migu being a Koyach HaTaina is that ordinarily when two people are arguing about something or contesting for something, so we use Svaris like who's the Muchzik, who's the Marikama, when we don't have evidence about who's really telling the truth, so we use those types of Svaris, Muchzik, Marikama, to decide who has the stronger position in the Din Torah. And then the other person, he has the higher threshold, the higher burden of proof. So Dr. Pshimin, Migu Koyach HaTaina, goes into that list of considerations that helps us determine who comes into the Din Torah in the stronger position. Just like if somebody is a Muchzik on the Mo'is, that gives him a stronger position, and now he has less of a need to prove himself. So too, if someone comes into the Din Torah with a Koyach HaTaina, with the ability to taina something and win, so that gives him a strong footing in this Din Torah, so he has more of a shaykhes to the mamain, to whatever is being contested, than the other party does, and therefore he has a lesser threshold, and he'll be neman with whatever taina he makes. That's the idea that Migu is a Koyach HaTaina. Now the svara of the Achirim Amru, the second teretz of the Ran, is a very geshmaka svara. Because now Migu really should be seen as a building that goes on top of a foundation. It's because you could be Neman with Taina A, so that gives you a stronger Koyach, and that allows you to be Neman also with Taina B. That's only if you're Nemanus on Taina A was a Pasha to Nemanus. If we understand why you're Neman and it's by rights and by din that you should be Neman, then the Nemanus that you would have on Taina A also allows you to be Neman with Taina B. But if you're Nemanus on Taina A was a Chiddush, that really misvara, we didn't really see why you should be Neman with Taina A. But it's a Chiddush, the Torah says, speaking of Sajal Isha Zeh, Rachman Ahimne, so there's a Chiddush of the father's Neman. But if it's a Chiddush, Eim Chabayil Chiddushai, it's enough that he's Neman when he makes that Taina. But to say that since he could have made that Taina, he should also be Neman with any other Taina that he makes, to build on top of that Nemanus, if that was a shaky Nemanus to begin with, the Mechudishtik Nemanus, that we can't do. So the Teretz of the Achirim, the second Teretz of the Ran, is a very Geshmaka Teretz, if the Nemanus of Migu is that Migu gives him a Koyach HaTaina. Mashenkin, if the Nemanus of Migu is because of Mal and the Shaker, it's a Svara that we should believe him because he seems to be telling the truth, so that appearance of telling the truth is not going to depend on whether the other Taina was a Shtark in Amanus or a Mechudish in Amanus. That should be Loi Malav Loi Meirid. Therefore, the Ran needed a different Teretz. Always his first Teretz. Meaning, if you go with the Lamdas that Migu is Malav Loi Shaka, then you can't say the second Teretz. So for that Lamdas, the Ran gave the first Teretz. What was the first Teretz? Migu L'chatzi Taina Loi Amrina. That Teretz is very specifically a Teretz with the on the Lamdas of Migu being a Malav Loi Shaka. If the lamdas of Migu is Malal Lishaker, then it makes sense to say that we only have a raya that he's telling the truth if he could have accomplished everything that he means to accomplish with another taina. If he's trying to do A, B, and C, and he has another taina which could have done A, B, and C, so why would he make up this taina? It must be he's telling the truth. But if he's trying to accomplish A, B, and C, and he has another taina that would only accomplish A and B, then we can't say, oh, why did he say A, B, and C? Oh, he said A, B, and D. He said this taina because he wanted to accomplish C. He couldn't have said the other taina. The other taina wasn't going to accomplish everything that he wanted to accomplish. That's Migu L'chatzi Taina Le'amrina. But if the lamdas of Migu be Koyach HaTaina, then why wouldn't you be able to make a Migu L'chatzi Taina? If a person could be Neman, let's take the example in our sugya, where a person could very easily make this woman Pasul L'Kuhuna. Now, true, he doesn't have, right? Because he could take it to Shtia V'Ger Shtia, and she'd be Pasul L'Kuhuna. Now, it's true, he doesn't have another taina with which he could passel her l'truma, but l'kuhuna he could very easily passel her. So le'ini kahuna, he should have this quality called koyach hatayna, and now whatever he says to pasul al kahuna should work to pasul al kahuna. What he's saying is trying to also pasul her l'truma, and for that he doesn't have any other tayna with which he could have been neman. Good. So for l'truma he doesn't have a koyach hatayna, he won't be neman. But the kahuna that he does have a koyach hatayna, he should be neman. Why shouldn't we believe him for the half of the tayna that he has a migu on? Within the lumdus of migu works because of koyach hatayna, there's really no svar why migu l'chatzi tayna le'amrinan. But in the lumdus that migu works because of malah l'shaker, then the svar of migu l'chatzi tayna le'amrinan is a very stark svara. So the two turitzim of the Ran correspond to the two lumdusin within migu. And again, in a nutshell, migu could work either because of a svara malah l'shaker, so rather that he's telling the truth, or because it gives him a koyach hatayna. The two turitzim of the Ran, one, because migu l'chatzi tayna le'amrinan, and two, because the nemanus of the av was a chiddush ve'en l'chabayin l'chidushay, the first teretz works dafka if you hold of the lumdus of migu being a svara of malah l'shaker, and the second teretz of the Ran works dafka if you hold of the lumdus that migu works because of koyach hatayna.
There's another inyan that we should talk about now. The Gemara had a shakla v'tariya here discussing from where do we know that a father is neman to say that he was Mekadesh's daughter. The Gemara works very hard to try to sustain a mahalach that it's based on the din of biyadai, until ultimately the Gemara is doicha that it can't be alt biyadai. As the Gemara says, ilu amar haydila nicha begava mi matz Mekadesh ne'alei bal karche. Could a father marry off his daughter to somebody without the consent of the chassan? It's not biyadai, even though the Torah gives the father the koyach to marry off his daughter, but that's only if the chassan is interested. So it's not really biyadai for the father. And so it seems the Gemara at that point pushes off the whole mahalach that had been going until that point, that the father's namanas is alt biyadai. And the Gemara concludes, Ella Amar Rav Ashi, Reisha Rachmana Himne, Krav Huna. The Gemara brings the Gezeres HaKosov of Ezbiti Nasati Le'ish Hazeh. There's a Tosfos Yeshanim in Ksubas Daf Chaf Beis Amud Aleph that adds a very surprising knetch at the end of the Shakla V'Tariya. The Tosfos Yeshanim says, that which we learned in the Mishnah, that the father is only neman on his daughter, calls man that she's a katana, but once she becomes a gedayla, once she becomes a begeres, he's not going to be neman anymore. Zuktat Tosfos Yeshanim, you know why he's not neman anymore once she's a begeres? Because dahashta in biyodei klal. He says, if a person says kidash tira while she's a begeres, nire de inay neman dahashta in biyodei klal. Since it's not biyodei at all, the father has no koyach to marry off his daughter while she's a begeres, therefore he also doesn't have nemanus to say that he married her off while she's a katan. So that means that the Tosfos Yeshanim is learning that even the maskanas ha-gemara, the lumdus of the din of the father's nemanus is alt biyadai. Even though the gemara was doiche this svara of biyadai and ended up coming on to gezeres ha-kasov, the Tosfos Yeshanim explains that what that really means is that it's not enough biyadai for us to know this halacha without a gezeres hakasov. But the gezeres hakasov is megale that even though it's not, and again this is the lashon of the Tosfos Yeshanim, in biyadai kol kach, even though it's not so much biyadai, nevertheless this is enough biyadai, is genuk biyadai for him to have nemanos. So the lumdus of the nemanus really doesn't change the maskana. Just like the whole time that the Gemara was having its shakla v'tari, the Gemara thought that the lumdus of the father's nemanus is because it's biyadai. The maskana also zakta Tosfos Yeshanim, the lumdus of the father's nemanus is that it's biyadai. The Gemara said that it's not really biyadai because maybe the chatzim won't want to be mekadishar. So yeah, that's why I needed the gezeres hakasov, because it's not biyadai kol kach. But the gezeres hakasov teaches me, but it's still biyadai enough. At this level of biyadai, even though it's not 100% biyadai, but he has a certain degree of ability to marry off his daughter, this degree of biyadai is enough to give the father nemanos. So the father's nemanos, according to the Tosfos Yeshanim, is mishum biyadai. By contrast, take a look at the Rashi here in our Gemara. Rashi at the end of the Gemara, the Ramatzcha l'nesuyin himnei, zak Rashi imnara, imkitana, but by a begeres, loy mishta ikra. The pasuk wasn't talking about a begeres. The nara ksiv, because it's written nara in the pasuk.
Hilkach le mehem en misha gadla. Therefore, he's not believed once she becomes a gedola. Rashi, it seems, lemaskonas haGemara, Rashi was bothered by Yakasha. You're telling me it's exeris akas of ayuba zoi, so why isn't the nemanis even after she grows up? To that, zakt Rashi, because we can make a diuk in the pasuk. The pasuk says nara, it's talking about a nara, it's also talking about a katana, but the pasuk's not talking about a begeris, so the exeris akas of isn't going on that case. According to the Tosfos Yeshanim, Rashi wouldn't have had to speak this out. According to the Tosfos Yeshanim, just like earlier in the Gemara, it was pashut why the father's nemanus wasn't true for a begeres. Earlier in the Gemara, where the whole reason for the nemanus was because it's biyadai, so it was self-explanatory. That's what the Gemara originally said, maishna reisha, maishna seifa, reisha biyadai, seifa la biyadai. That meant that seifa, meaning once she's a gedola, once she's a begeres, it's not biyadai anymore. Rashi, who's ma'ir the question at the end of the sugya, Abba begeres, why isn't he neman? Rashi means to say that which we understood all along, that he's not neman once she's a begeres, because it's no longer biyadai, that explanation falls away now, because now we're no longer going with the lamdas of biyadai. Oy bazei, we need a new explanation for why your father's not neman for a begeres. Zukt Rashi, lamaskaras ha-gemara is a diuk in the pasuk, because in the pasuk, nara ksiv, nara and kitana, yes, lafuki begeres. So we have a machlekes between Rashi over here and the Tosfos Yeshanim and Ksubis, whether lemaskana, it's a whole new din, the Gemara was chizir and gansen from the Yisod of Biyadai, and it's a whole new din, or whether lemaskana, we blibe with the lumnus of Biyadai, just we needed the Gezeres HaKosov to be megala that this level of Biyadai is sufficient. There could potentially be nafkaminin from this chakira. We talked last time about a shayla that was raised by the Shev Shmaitza. The Shev Shmaitza brings down really an earlier source for the Shaila. He says that the Shaila came up and engrossed all of the Chachmei Provencia of Tzarfas. The Shaila was whether this din that we're learning in our sugya that a father is Naman to say Kidashti as Biti, is there a din that after that he could be Chizir with an Amasla? We know from the Gemara in Ksubis, the same Gemara that we were quoting before in Navchav Beis, about a woman that comes and says, Eishas Isha Yisi Grusha Ni. So the Gavi, the first half of that if she says, Eishas Isha Yisi, she's Neman because Shavya Nav Shechetichet Yisura. The Gemara then says, but if she wants to be Chizur afterwards with an Amasla, if she explains that I only said Eishas Isha Yisi because people were shepherding me, people that were B'nai Adam She'enim Mehuganim, so I wanted to patuzich up from them, so I said Eishas Isha Yisi, but really I was never married, she's Neman with that Amasla to get out of what she had said earlier. The Gemara says afterwards also that if a woman said to her husband, Nida Ani, Tamei Ani, and then afterwards she gives an amasla for why she said that. She says that she was in a position where they didn't have privacy, so she wanted to keep her husband away, so she said, Nida Ani. And later on she explains that's the only reason why she said it. So for that also the Gemara says that she's Neman with an amasla to take off what she had said earlier. Now the Shev Shmaitza over there in Shmaitza Vav points out that the second part of that Gemara, and this is very important for our discussion, the second part of that Gemara is a much bigger chiddush than the first part. In the first part, where the Gemara said that a woman is Neman with an Amasla to undo what she said, that she was an Ishas Ish, over there we were talking about a Darvash of Erva, where really she has no reason to be Neman Me'ikir Adin. The only reason why she's Neman is Al Shavya Naf Sheikh Di Yisura. And that we're saying that Nemanus could be undone with an Amasla. Then we come to the discussion of a woman that says that she's a Nida. When she says that she's a Nida, then she's really Neman even without the din of Shavya Naf Shechetichet Yisura, even though Avadi, you have also Shavya Naf Shechetichet Yisura. But over there you have a more fundamental reason why she's Neman. Nida is a regular case of Yisurin. In fact, Tosfos in Gittin on Daf Beis says that the Makur for the din of Erech HaNam of Yisurin is from Nida. So Nida is Neman Me'ikar Adin. She's a real Nemanus. So the Gemara was clearing a Shaila. When there's a real Nemanus of Erech HaNam Bisurin, do you also have this din that you can undo it with an Amasla? And the Gemara is Peshet that yes, Shmuel is Machadesh, that you could undo that Nemanus also with an Amasla. So now let's come, now the Chachmei prevents it, Klaira Shaila. What about the Nemanus of a father who says Kidashti Esbiti? Could he undo his Nemanus with an Amasla? Now, according to the Tosfos Yeshanim and Ksubis, that the Nemanus over here is Mishum Biyadai. So let's elaborate a little bit on that. What does it mean to say that the Nemanus is Mishum Biyadai? What it means is that the Torah is being Mechadish over here, that the father has the din of Erech HaNam and Yisurin, that we treat this like Shar Yisurin. because the din of biyadai, the Gemara in Yevamos on that peches, brings in biyadai to strengthen the din of Erech HaNemen Bisurin, that it should be Neman even when it's going against the Chazaka. Azoi, you have Erech HaNemen Bisurin when there's no Chazaka, Erech HaNemen Bisurin works even without a biyadai. But against it, in its Chazik Isura, you wouldn't necessarily have an Nemanus of Erech HaNemen Bisurin. But when it's biyadai, that makes it better, that makes it stronger, and he's Neman even Keneged Eschazek Isura. So to say over here, that the father's Nemanus is Alts biyadai, what that means is that even though, really, Me'ikra didn't, we'd consider this a Davash of Erva, but there's a Gzeres HaKosov that tells us that we should treat it as Shari Surin, and give the father the same Nemanus that one ordinarily has by Shari Surin, dahainu, that if something is biyadai, he should be Neman even though it's going against the Chazaka. And so even though his daughter has a cheskas pnuya, he should be able to say that kidashtiha because it's biyadai. If that's the lamdus of the namanus over here, that means that we're treating it as being on the level of shari surin and we're giving him the namanus of erech HaNemen Bisurin, then we know from the Gemara in Ksubis that a namasla helps for that. That's the chiddush that Shmuel was machadesh in the discussion about the isha that says that she's a nida, that she's Neman afterwards with an Amasla to take off the Nemanus of Erech HaNemen Bisurin. If the father's Nemanus over here is Alts Biyadai, which means he's also in the parish really of Erech HaNemen Bisurin, then for this also it would help an Amasla. Masha Enkin, if you learn like Rashi, that Lamaskana Segemara has nothing to do with Biyadai, so then L'Chair, we're not learning over here any Chiddush that the Torah took it out of the Klal of Davash HaBa'erva. We could very well say that it's in the klal of Davash HaBa'erva and the Torah is Mechadesh, that the father is Neman just like two Edim. And even though in Davash HaBa'erva Pachas Mishnayim, but the father is an exception. He counts Kishnayim. But if his Nemanus is that of a Shnayim, so then it'll follow the same rules as two Edim. Two Edim can't retract their Edus. That's a Davar Pashut that a Masal is not going to help after two Edim said something in Beis Din. So if the father's Nemanus is like an Nemanus of Shnei Edim, then it wouldn't help on a Masla. So that Chakira, that the Shaila that the Chachmi prevents you from wondering about whether the father could undo his Edus by giving an Amasla, could very well be tolling on this Shaila of whether the Nemanus of the Gzeres HaKosov works with the Lamdus of Biyadai or not. A second possible Nafkamina from this Chakira, Rabbi Kiva Eger clears a Shaila, in his Chidushim here on our Gemara, Rabbi Kiva Eger declares whether the Nemanus of the father to say Kidashti is Biti, is he Neman even B'makam HaKchasha or not? If he says Kidashti is Biti, but somebody else says it isn't true. For example, if he says Kidashti is Biti L'Ploini, and L'Ploini comes along and says, no, it's not true, I never was Makadishar, is the father still Neman or not? Rabbi Kiva Eger says it's a Chakira Sheroil Hestapik Boy. He says that he thinks it's a very worthy Shaila. It's not Mavur and Arsugi. He ends up bringing a Raya from a Gemara later in the Perek. It's not a Mafurish Raya by any means, but there's a Gemara where he feels that from the Shaklavatari you could be Medayik, that the Nemanus of the father should be even Mavakam HaKrasha. But that's a Raya from later in the Perek. Let's not go into the Raya. Akal Panam Rabbi Kiveg over here says that it's a Chakirish Roile Hestapik Ba. Zak Rabbi Kiveger. It could very well be Toloi on this Chiddush of the Tosfos Yeshanim and Ksubas. If you're going to learn that the Nemanus of the Av is Me'ikra Din, it's like Shnei Edim, so then Avadet helps even Keneged HaKrasha. There's no such thing as standing up to two Edim. So if two Edim testify something, then even if there's a HaKrasha, they're still going to be Neman. If the Torah was being Mechadish that the father counts like two Edim, then even if it's against a HaKrasha, he's still going to be Neman. But if you say that the father's Nemanus is B'teiras B'yadai, so then Zakter B'kiveger, then it's not so pashut. There's a Chiddush of Rabbi Nutam, which he says that he never saw inside, but he saw a Achreinim quote that in some Rishenim is brought down B'shem Rabbi Nutam, and we have it in the Mardechai in the back of the Gemara. Rabbi Kiveger says he saw it only in the Marsha, but the Mardechai is an earlier source. He brings down this Shita of Rabbi Nutam, and Rabbi Nutam said that when a person has an Nemanus because of biyadai, then a hakchasha helps against that. Meaning a person loses his nemanus if the din is that somebody should be believed because this chalais that he's, or this information that he's telling us is something that's biyadai,
That nemanus only helps kolzman that nobody is denying it, but against the hakkasha he loses his nemanus. Kiveger says that it's a chiddush. It's not necessarily you have to be ma'ayin whether other rishonim agree, don't agree. But if we're makabel this yisayid of Rabbeinu Tam, that the nemanus of biyadoi doesn't help against the hakkasha, then this shaila, this chakira shiroi lehestapik boy, is going to be toloi on whether or not you learn like the Taisis Yishanim. If you learn like the Taisis Yishanim, that the Namanus Ha'av is Mishum B'yadai, then the Av won't be Neman Kenegat HaKasha. But if you learn like we were Daik from Rashi, that has nothing to do with B'yadai, and then you'd say, so but Pashtas, the Torah was giving him the Namanus of Shnei Edim, then it would help even against a B'yadai, even against rather a HaKasha. And a final Nafkamin, where Rabbi Kiveger throws in one more Chakira. And over here comes a very surprising, because the nafkamina could potentially go the other way around. Until now, we've always been saying that if you consider the nemanus over here to be pterish shnei edim, so then that makes it stronger. That's a sibah to say that it works even against the hakasha. That's a sibah to say that you can't be chayzer with an amasla, because the nemanus of shnei edim is the strongest possible nemanus. But Zekter B'Kiveger, the nemanus of shnei edim has a certain weakness, and that is that in order to have the nemanus of Shnei Edim, you have to be somebody that's kasher l'ha'id. What about if you're a Rasha? A Rasha is not kasher l'ha'id. Would a father who's a Rasha be neman to say on his daughter, Kidashti Esbiti? Kiveger says, if the nemanus is b'teres edus, then there's a starker makom to say that the father, if he's a Rasha, he wouldn't be neman. Now, it's still not pashut, because you could say that the Gezeres HaKasuf says that we should overcome all obstacles, because Shtel Zlachvar, the father, is anyway not Kasha Lahayit on his daughter because he's a Karev. And yet the Torah says that we give him Nemanus. And also the father shouldn't be Neman because he's only one person, he's not two. Nevertheless, the Torah says that we should believe him like 2 8. So it's conceivable that Kol Zeh Nichnas into the Gezeres HaKasuf, that even if the father's a Rasha and really he shouldn't be Neman, but if the Torah says that he's Neman, so maybe we say he's Neman under all circumstances. But Rabbi Kiveger assumed that it would be more partial to say not like that. The pashtus would be that while it's muchach from the Gezeres HaKasuf that the Torah means to say that the father can overcome the chesaron of only being an individual aid, and it's muchach from the Gezeres HaKasuf that the Torah means to say that the father can overcome the obstacle, the disadvantage of being a karev, because all of those things are always true. So if the Torah said he's Neman, so al-karev, the Torah means that even though he's only an erecher, and even though he's a karev, nevertheless, we believe him kishnei edim. But the being a Rasha, that's not muchach from the Gezeres HaKasuf, because this father's not always a Rasha. So maybe ein lecha ba'il lechadushai. The Torah believes the father, kishnei edim, when he's a person that would be kasher lahayid. But if he's a Rasha, then you could very well hear that he's not going to be Neman. But Dr. B'Kiveger, that's if the Nemanus is b'teres edus, then we could clear and we'd be noted to say, Dr. B'Kiveger, that if he's a Rasha, he wouldn't be Neman. But if the Nemanus of the Av is Mishum the B'yadai, the Nemanus of B'yadai is not limited to somebody that's kasher lahayid. And mainly, even if he's a Rasha, he'd still be Neman. So there's a third possible nafkamina, but this one going fakert, that maybe the father would dafke be, if he's a Rasha, he'd be Neman dafke if the lumnus is Mishum B'yadai, but not if the lumnus is that he's been Neman B'teres Edus. I would just add a final point about this last discussion, that all of this was terribly negeya, halacha l'maisa, some years ago. There was a case in the 1990s of an individual who came into a Beis Din and told the Beis Din, Kidashti Esbiti, and I'm not telling you to whom, because this person was very embittered by a nasty divorce situation with a nasty custody battle, and he thought that to get revenge upon his wife, he would sabotage his daughter and say that she'd make her into an aguna by utilizing the nemanus of this Mishnah Kidashti Esbiti. And the Paiskim were very much involved in trying to figure out if there was a way around to outsmart this person's trick. And a big part of the discussion revolved around this chakira that we've been talking about. Because according to the Taisis Yishanim in Ksubis, that the whole nemanus of the Av, even the Maskanos HaGemara, is Mishum B'yadai, then there's a stark makom to say that nowadays, in contemporary society, where no normal person, thinking about the chassan now, no normal person would be mekadesh a ketana, because the government's not going to let him live with her regardless until she's much older. So maybe it's no longer considered biyadai. And so according to the Tesis Yishanim and their Mitzarif, the Ritva also seems to learn that way, then there'd be a big makom to say that this didn't wouldn't apply anymore nowadays. Masha ain't kein according to Rashi, and the Chayrit still would. And additionally, they threw in this last nekuda, Rabbi Kibaker clears a suffix about a Rasha. So this, of course, gets very involved in the Shaila Veina Demis Masme Rasha, but Lemaisa, one can argue that Lafi Dvarav, according to what he's saying that he did, that he sabotaged his daughter to get revenge against his wife, Ein Lecha Rasha Gadol Mizeh, so maybe then this would be Lafi, the other tzad in the Chakira, there's a makom to say that he wouldn't have Nemanas. So again, these were tzadim considerations that were brought into this discussion in a real life situation. And now finally, let's just briefly touch on a very fascinating discussion in the Gemara on Amud Beis. The Mishnah on Amud Beis talks about a situation where a person makes a kedushin without specifying which of the daughters in the family he's being mekadesh. And the Mishnah and the Gemara that follows it has a discussion about various cases, how we decide which nashim are included in the safek. But al kopanim, it's mevur from the whole entire Amud of Samach Dalet Amud Beis that you could have a metzias where there's a bunch of sisters and there's a safek kedushin on all of them. The Sefer HaMikna asks Akasha, why don't we say in these cases that the Mekudeshes, the Eishes Ish, is Batal Barayiv? If, for example, there's a group of five Nashim, and one of them is Mekudeshes, one of them is an Eishes Ish, and there's no way of knowing which one it is, so it's a Taruvis of four Heterim and one Isser, and let's say that the Isser is Batal Barayiv. And the Sefer HaMikna suggests that what we have here is a makor to a chiddush that the Mordechai writes in Maseches Chulin, and it's brought down in many, many places in Pesachim. This is a very famous yisoid of the Mordechai, that when the Isser is neilad in the Taruvis, then there's no din of bittul. We have bittul when something exists as an Isser by itself. For example, you have a piece of chaylev, and when the chaylev is all by itself, it's usr mishum chaylev, and then after the chaylev is usr, it gets mixed up with other chatichais, some of which are shuman. Then you have a taruvis of chaylev and shuman, but the chaylev was already usr before the taruvis, then there's a din of bittul. Masha'inkin, when the isr is neilad in the taruvis, it was never identified by itself, and then got mixed up with others. But from the beginning of when the isr was neilad, it was always in the taruvis, there wouldn't be a din of bittul b'chei agavna, and that's why there's no din of bittul on the Mishnah. So it says the Sefer HaMikna, and take a look in the Sefer Shari Yosher, Shar Gimel Parakov Beis, where he has a very long arichos about this yisoid of the Mordechai, and in addition to bringing this Sefer HaMikna, he brings many, many other mekeres, rishenim, achreinim, bearing on this yisoid of the Mordechai. But what I most especially want to share with you is a paragraph in Shar Gimel Parakov Beis, where Reb Shimon, in the paragraph beginning, Oidin Nir Lanias Dati, he says that Legavi, this kasha of the Sefer HaMikna, that why don't we say bittul over here? Yesh bazeh chakira amuka, Reb Shimon writes, that there's something very, very unique about this case that makes it different from all cases of taruvis. Whenever there's a taruvis in Shas or in Paiskim, whenever we talk about a taruvis, that means that alibid emes, there's one item here which is usr, and all of the others are mutter, and we don't know which one it is. But kapi shmaya galya, there's a real emes, Eliyahu HaNavi would be able to tell us which one it is, but Eliyahu HaNavi is not here, and we don't know which one it is. That's called a taruvis. Over here, Zukta Reb Shimon, that's not what we have. Over here, B'mitzias ha'amitis, Reb Shimon writes, Leinis yachda isha miyuchedis l'kedushin. The person came over and said to the father, I'm being mekadesh one of your daughters. And the father was mekabel l'kedushin. There is no siva in the world why it should be the first more than the second, or the second more than the third, or any one of this group of nashim. There's no siva that would make the kedushin bichal on one more than the others. And so it's not that there's one Eishes Ish over here, and we don't know who it is. Eliyahu HaNavi also doesn't know who it is. Klapi Shmaya, there's also no Mitzias Amitis of who it is. What is this? Zukta Reb Shimon, the way he would describe this, it's a brand new and unique type of a safek. It's a Siba for an Isser,
which is equally roi to be chal on each of five different nashim, and therefore each of the five nashim have the din of a safek iser. But it's not that there's an individual chaticha de isura that's mixed up with a bunch of chatichas de hetera. All five of the chatichas have the exact same description, even klapei shmaya. And that description is that there's a maisa kedushin, which is a potential sibas ha'isser on her, but it doesn't have to be on her, it could be on somebody else also. She's just one of the five people in the mix that this maisa kedushin could be a sibas ha'asser. In this brand new type of a situation, where we have a very original type of a suffix, but it's not a suffix of a taruvis, and therefore don't mix bittel into here. He says the Sefer HaMikneis Kashi, although his major arichas over there is to discuss the Yisayid of the Mardechai. And the Yisayid of the Mardechai may be correct, it may not be correct, but to bring a raya from here, he says it's not correct, because over here it's not a case of a taruvis, and therefore we shouldn't be dining with bittel altogether.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.